next part. Halloween. Apple bobbing.
3, 2, 1, go!
Wow, here we go.
The box of doom. Oh, no! 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 Oh, my goodness! That is disgusting!
What the hell is that? Oh, what is that? No, I didn't know. Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Hello! And welcome back to the Stupid Opinion of Teenagers podcast, season 3, episode 6.
Halloween. Special.
Yeah.
Spooky, scary skeletons and send shivers down my spine. Hello. Hey, guys. Look, we're all festive. We're all Halloweened out.
So, should we go through our costumes, Will?
I am the Joker.
Brilliant.
Evie. I might be Nicki Jansen if I got a spider. The best spider ever. My spider.
Okay!
And I am the Instagram.
You can't really see.
Can't really see it. I'll stand up.
Yeah, Jemima is the Instagram. She's promoting the Instagram.
Follow,
yeah. She's on the back as well. She's being fully kitted out. Very cool.
At Suit Podcast.
That's what
I've changed the username because no one could find it. So it's just Suit Podcast, all lowercase letters. Now I've dressed up as it for Halloween. Please follow it or I am going to be very annoyed.
Come on, guys. There's some great content on there.
There is.
How many followers are we at now, Jemima?
104. 104.
You're making me too hot.
I know.
To handle that. 104. Look at that.
Look at that. Let me show that to the camera. Why wouldn't you want to follow this?
104, eh? Ladies and gentlemen.
104.
Very nice. Right. Okay. So this is a Halloween special.
Ooh.
Last time we did a Halloween special, boom.
Ah!
It was 2 years ago, right?
Crazy. Pretty much. 2 years.
With Josh, our producer, and it was the first episode in the studio, in this fantastic room.
We were sat very differently to how we are now.
Yeah, we were sat like that.
Squished in the corner like...
Yeah, it wasn't great, but... Yeah, and now we have a third host.
Hello, yeah.
Welcome.
But thank you.
Are you ready for this Halloween episode?
Not really.
No, right. Piss off there.
She's not ready.
Get out.
I am very scared of the box.
Let's get this ready. I have prepared. If you've seen the Snapchat, you know part of what's in this, but not the full thing. The suit box of doom.
Ooh.
We're going to do some apple bobbing shortly, and whoever loses, as this is a forfeit. Now feel the bottom of that. That's not just cold. That's moist.
Oh no!
So
is that like water? Is that like ice or in there?
Oh, you don't want to know what's in there.
Anyway, right, plan for this episode:
apple bobbing, mystery bag,
mummifying.
That's good. Mummifying each other, and if we have time, a spooky story. I don't know if we'll have time, but you know,
maybe.
If we do,
we'll see. So, apple bobbing. Explain what apple bobbing is, because I don't.
So,
really...
we have a bowl with water. No, other one, but yeah.
Full of water.
Got an apple. Plonk it in. You have to get the apple out of the bowl with your mouth, with your teeth.
Okay.
And put it into the other bowl. It's a very traditional Halloween.
Is it?
Thing, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
And whoever does it in the slowest time has to do the forfeit.
Open
so we'll be stop watching it.
Okay.
Like that.
So it's just one apple, or is it?
Just one apple we're doing. Usually you do it with a lot of apples, but I didn't want to bring like 10 bags of apples. So we're just doing whoever can get one apple to the other bowl the fastest.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be quite quick. Just one.
It's harder than you think. With your teeth.
Oh, is it? Makeup's going, it seems, ladies and gentlemen.
You can put the face mask on.
Oh, you mean that? Really? It's going to go anyway then, isn't it? The Cruella one.
It's Ursula, not Cruella.
Cruella's so much better.
mystery.
The mystery bag has arrived. We've had a mystery bag being swiftly delivered to this premise.
Delivered, yeah.
The Nottingham Postal Service is on fire.
Oh, yeah. Get it, Nottingham.
Woohoo! Right, okay. So we'll see you in the apple bobbing segment. Okay. Next part. Halloween. Apple bobbing. Right. What's the... So, here are the apples in water. Let's give it a swirl. Oh, lovely. Empty bowl. Very nice. Timer. So, what the plan is, Jemima is going to put her head in, get the apple out, and the apple's then going to be put in here, and when it's immediately put in there,
stop the stopwatch.
And whoever loses, that's going to sound awful, sorry headphone users, whoever loses has to do the mystery box of doom, so we're trying to do this rapid. That is the idea, doing this so quick.
3, 2, 1, go!
That was good.
Just move that up.
Okay, everyone, it's Evie's turn. Will's got the stopwatch.
Hello!
You meant to have the stopwatch. Yeah, there you go. The apple, it's a fresh apple, everyone, don't worry.
Yeah.
So the time to beat is 2 seconds 70. Can she do it? That's the question. Are you ready, Evie?
Yes.
3, 2, 1, go.
Oh! Oh!
That was quick.
Stop it.
2 seconds 48.
2:48.
She's beating her.
So she's not doing the forfeit. Will it be me?
No.
Or will it be me?
Oh, no! No.
Okay, now it's Will's turn. I am recording. It's why am I using the stopwatch?
Stop watching?
Yep. And Will's got his lucky little friend.
Yeah, Rip.
He's got to be me and Jemima. I've got 2 seconds 48. She's got 2 seconds 70. You ready, Will?
I'm ready.
You ready, Jemima?
I'm ready.
Don't even cheat me out of this.
I won't.
3, 2, 1, go.
Vamos!
How did he beat us?
What was it?
1:70. No!
A whole second.
My own forfeit.
Oh
my god, it's so bad. I was hoping you would do it. I thought you'd be crap at this.
Well, you know what they say.
I lost and I have to do my own forfeit. That is really bad. And I really thought I wouldn't lose. So then I made it really bad, but now I've lost and yeah.
She doubted me.
I thought Will was going to lose. I thought he'd be really bad at apple bobbing, but I don't know why.
He's very good.
Wow, here we go. The box of doom.
So.
Hold on, what were the scores
pass
again?
Pass the camera down. Sorry?
What were the scores again?
So. In first place. No. Yes. In rock bottom. Jemima McVitie.
Yeah. With 2 minutes 80.
2 minutes
2 seconds. 2 seconds 80.
2 seconds 80.
Not minutes.
And then second place, Evie Jones with 2:48.
Yes.
And then Will Jones, the Joker. First, 1:70.
Shut up.
1:70.
There we go.
Like
milliseconds.
Fuck yeah. Right, let's get on with the box of doom.
So,
right.
the forfeit here is there's 10 gold flakes hidden amongst this box. You've got to find the 10 gold flakes, but the only problem is the box is the box of doom, so it won't be an easy ride to find the golden, hidden goodness within. Now I'm going to reveal.
Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, no! 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 Oh, my goodness! That is disgusting!
What the hell is that? Do you want to talk through of what's in here?
Yes.
I don't even... Come on. What the fuck is... Sorry.
So...
Spaghetti?
Yes. In here, we've I've got mud from my garden, which could probably have a few dead bugs in it. I'm not sure.
I will not touch that well.
A cold can of tomato soup.
No.
Honey.
No.
Vinegar. Water. What? Fake spiders. And spaghetti. And there's gold hidden all amongst this.
You wanted to make Will do that?
I wanted to make Will do this, but now it's bit me in the bullet and here I go.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry for anyone.
I told you it was bad. I'm not happy.
No. Okay, well, enjoy.
And it
I'm
reeks.
Just gonna watch him. Yeah. It doesn't smell nice, does it?
No. Yeah, I might stand up so you might not be up to him.
Okay. Right, can you see the box well?
Yeah, you can see the box.
Okay. Tell me when to go and I'll find all 10 of these items.
3. 2.
Oh.
1. That is actually,
right.
It's moist.
There's one. It's moist, and this was done yesterday at noon.
That's what we're looking for. This sort of gold foil.
That's not very gold.
It used to be.
Oh. 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 It's like brains or...
It's the rain. It's not squeamish, by the way.
Yeah, not for the faint-hearted.
Oh. Oh, look at that big one. That is a big spider.
Spider, did you say?
Yeah, it's a big spider.
Oh,
it reeks! I can't find any of this
Why
stuff.
Why did you put vinegar? Tomato
actually,
soup.
It smells like a vinegary mud. Yeah. That is actually proper disgusting.
Oh, I found 2 in 1.
How many have you got?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're halfway through.
Oh my gosh. Oh, there you go.
There we go.
This looks disgusting.
We're on 6, are we?
We're on 6. Oh. Hand check.
Oh, they're like leaves, aren't they?
Yeah, because it's from my garden. Here's some spaghetti.
Oh, I think I'll skip on that. Thank you very much.
Bon appetit.
Can
I can't
find
it. Oh! Yes.
How did you see
7.
That?
7. Oh! 8.
2 more.
2 more. I'm going to do it as quick as I can.
It looks like worms.
This is going straight in the bin.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, definitely. Compost it now.
Well, is eco-friendly. He's like supporting the trees.
Apart from the plastic spiders.
He's basically
in here,
yeah. Lorax.
Oh, I can't find them.
Do you want Will to help
like
you?
Beetles, yeah.
Does actually?
I actually don't know what it is. Though.
Is it the fake spiders?
The spiders
aren't
that big.
Oh, what is that? No, I didn't.
No. No, it cannot be.
Hold on, what
fuck.
Is that?
No, I can't.
That.
Where?
You see what I'm on about?
What, that there?
No, the thing out there. I'm freaking
Where?
Out.
Where?
I'm freaking out.
Where?
That one there.
That there.
What is that?
It's a fake spider.
Is it fake?
It's a fake. That's
Are
a,
you sure?
That's a fake spider.
Are you sure it's fake? It doesn't look fake from my angle.
What, that?
Pumpkin
What's
seeds.
That's
it. Oh,
is it pumpkin seeds?
Oh! Wait, 1, 2. Wait, have we done it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, and I've got hair in my mouth and I can't even get it out.
Gosh.
It's alright. Oh, come on! For Pete's sake. Yummy. This is awful. This is absolutely horrendous. Oh, I found a bit of tomato soup come together.
Oh, gives me the shivers.
I can't find the final piece. Please, can I give
no,
up?
No, there's no giving up in Bear Grylls.
You know, this is wasting the people's time. They don't want to see me rummaging through some spaghetti.
I'm sure they'll find some time for you to rummage through some mud pie.
You can ask for Will's help.
No!
That's an option.
Yeah, Will?
Yeah, well, go hatch Mara.
I'm thanks.
Don't you want to help your friend?
Yeah.
Class you as a friend, really. As a work colleague.
Oh, wow, thank you. How kind of you.
No.
I can see a tomato soup on the side of the box.
Yeah. It's not even Heinz, it's Tesco's own.
Well, you know you've gone wrong. You deserve to be in this concoction.
I can't find it. I actually can't find it.
Help? Are you sure you've got nine there? Is it not just, you've not got like two clumped together?
Will can help you, I promise. He's very friendly.
Come on, Will. Get your hands in there for the pod.
Hey,
do you want
me to record? Cameraman.
Alright. Camerawoman, actually.
Pick up some of that spaghetti as well.
Oh, no!
Get on with it. Come on, get your hands in.
It's not my forfeit.
Go,
thank you
just
very much.
Do it. Come on, go like this.
I'm taking my time.
Oh, I just stuck that into as a spooky spike.
This actually smells really bad, though.
It smells really bad.
Like when you're.
Can we give up? Can we shut the box? Can we say that's 10?
No, you can't cheat. Oh my.
We're all in.
Why are we all in?
I'm not positive. I'm not.
Give that a squish. No,
no,
go on,
no,
go on. Do it. It's really juicy.
Hang on. This one's. Ooh, I can feel it go through the seeps.
Oh, look at that camera. Look at that.
Oh, it's actually. Have you shown you put 10 in
there? I might not have put 10 in. I feel like I'm down to my math skills. Because it's not in here, is it?
No, it's not.
It might have disintegrated in all of this. I say we give up.
Give up.
That's a wrap.
I'm sorry, guys.
Action.
Hello.
I like the energy.
Right. Mystery box from...
Bradley Maltby.
Bradley Maltby.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Maltby.
Bradley Maltby. Bradley Maltby has kindly sent us this package. Check them out on Vinted.
And other platforms.
Yeah, YouTube. TikTok, I think he said he had.
Wow.
He's been kind enough to send us this mystery Halloween package.
Right.
And we're going to open it live on the podcast.
Let's go. Okay, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Last mystery unboxing was the Pokemon card. Excuse me. But bar that, it was...
The picture!
Gosh, I was hoping it was going to be something cool.
We've got... It's quite hefty.
Yeah.
It has a bit of shake to it.
I was shocked when it arrived.
Yeah.
It's quite big. Right, okay. Let's crack it
open. Should we go one item at a time? Should we pull one?
Oh, we'll be pulling it out.
One out each.
Let's do that. Okay.
Yeah. We're blindfolded. Evie, I reckon you pull out first. Let me open this up.
I'm not having a blindfold on, am I?
No, just shut your eyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, right. Oh, it's jam-packed. Right, just shut your eyes and reach and grab something in there.
Go on, Brad.
Do I get to keep it or...
Just show us and pass it around. It's not really. Oh!
Oh, what have we got there?
Oh, I know what this is, I think.
You can show the camera, or are we just going to.
Sorry. I think it's an iPod case, isn't it?
This is meant to be Halloween themes!
No, give him a chance.
Because there might be accessories.
Yes, okay.
What is it?
It's an iPod case.
iPod case. Anyone own iPods here? I don't.
I don't.
Is that what it's called?
AirPods. No, it's not AirPods. It's iPod. Those things that you know. It's like the. How do you explain it? It's like the mini phone, isn't it? But like it only does like sounds and like Spotify.
Yeah,
the thing from like
that's not an iPod.
The '80s.
Hang on, what is this? Wait.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Is that there might be a. We'll come back to it.
I'm pretty sure that's an iPod.
Because it might become apparent.
Yeah. We'll see later.
Okay. Well, next.
Okay.
Pass it around. What is it?
I'm gonna cry.
What is it, Will?
Halloween themed.
Is it the actual iron ball?
For goodness sake, this is meant to be a Halloween. I spent my own hard earned money on it.
Your £2.
What is this branding?
Let's see, can I see?
Wait, what is.
Let's see.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, it will say on the back, that one.
Sitchy case compatible with dog, cat, pet.
Let me see.
Let's just open it
Maybe
up.
It's like a Halloween.
Wait,
It still could be Halloween. And
yeah.
We might not be noticing.
It might be one of the things you put on, like, the dog's collars.
Well, if it is, how's that? Bradley.
You don't know what he's put in here.
Oh, my God.
What the frick is this?
Can I have a look?
Oh, I'm fuming. I spent my own money on this.
Wow.
You know what, Bradley? No, this could be good still.
Yeah. No, we'll give the chap the chance, okay? Thank you, Bradley, for sending it out, whatever happens.
Thank you.
What the hell?
We appreciate it.
Right.
How'd you open it?
Well, Evie's fiddling with that. How are you, Jemima?
I'm pretty good. I'm enjoying recording this episode, actually.
Yes, me too.
Halloween specials are good ones, and it's nice and dark now.
Nice and dark.
Spooky. I've got this open.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure this goes on a pet's collar.
Give it a hit.
But I'm not sure why. And I'm pretty sure it's an iPod case.
Bro, iPods are like this.
Do you mean
they're rectangular?
Yeah, no, iPods are old and rectangular.
Let me find one. Oh, the thing is what it's called.
iPods are
wet in here, but
oh, they are. I meant the small ones. Because isn't there like these small ones for like
right,
okay,
right,
I feel like this might all become, I feel like maybe it's all linked and it's going to become clear.
Yeah.
No, one of these ones. These small square ones.
I've never seen that in my life. Right. I'm going for a big item.
Oh!
Pencil case. Is there something in
there? Pencil case. Okay.
Oh!
There's stuff in it.
Try, I've got
more. There's stuff in it. Okay.
Okay.
This is cool. It's not Halloween, but it's cool.
Joanna, it's fine. If there is a phone
this
pencil in there, can I have
pencil.
It?
Pencil.
Can I have a look?
Okay, I like these.
That's a beauty blender.
That's makeup.
Is that makeup?
What do you think
No. Oh, is it all makeup?
If it is, that is sick.
But what? No.
Can I have a look?
Oh, it's model. It's clay modeling. You model the clay. I'll take the pencil
what
case
the
though.
Yeah, a free pencil case.
Can I have the beauty blender?
what do you want?
Can I have the beauty blender? If you get the pencil case.
Yeah, you can have the beauty blender.
Thanks.
What
sweet
is this?
I get
this
a free.
Yeah, you just got, because this is the carving material. And
they're
these
so
are,
small.
These
though
are the utensils.
What
aren't
can
they
you make
what
out
are you
of
this?
Stay tuned for another episode where we carve with these items.
Yes, that
okay
will be happening. Stay tuned okay for a clay modeling
well
session.
Well, there we go.
Thank you, Bradders.
Okay,
Evie,
am I going again?
So yeah grateful.
I like a mystery box. I'm gonna do this more.
Yeah, I do like a mystery box myself.
Oh. Put that down.
Oh, this one looks intriguing.
It's opened already. Can I dig it out?
Yeah. Oh, is it for a dog? It's for a dog.
It's something. It's for a baby.
It's for a baby. He knows I'm a child. He knows this is a teens podcast.
Wait, what? No, it isn't. It could be for dogs.
It's a
dog.
I think it's for
it's
dogs.
It's a dog. Molly Moss.
What have you ordered?
I'll show you the order after this. Did I show you? It's in a Halloween blind bag.
It
no,
did.
You
did. You showed us. You did.
Did she?
That's for Molly.
Show me the package there.
It's from News.
For goodness sake, that's probably off team. Bradley.
But by the way, I did see there is some orange stuff in there. Like that when we class Halloween.
But I feel like maybe this is all going to come together eventually.
Stop. What? Right, no, this will not connect. This is just bonkers.
Well, your turn.
This
go
is quite fun, though.
This is fun, though. Okay, it is. Oh, here we go. This is what it says. It's a cat professional rewear
it's
pajama suit size.
It's fur.
What size is
it's
that?
A cat.
My cat cannot fit in that. She's too small. Is your cat
you
fat?
Take that with you then, Jemima.
Jemima, is your cat fat?
Niffy's
Niffy,
quite
yeah, bump man.
He's a big bump.
You can put that on him then.
He wouldn't let me put this on him though. But, well, anyway, okay, Bradley.
Right.
I just don't understand what half of this is.
That's for cat collar. Maybe you think that we have pets.
Is this my luck? But I keep pulling out these AirTag case with wire. What's an AirTag?
Those are the things.
The tracking
thing. They track.
Things.
That's quite cool. But oh, it's just the case. I was thinking, oh, that's quite cool. We got one of them, but it's a case.
Oh, these are all AirTag cases. Oh, we've lost
these. Wait, these are AirTag cases.
No, that one's for pets. That one's for humans.
But this is an air. I know. I ordered a Halloween. I ordered a Halloween.
Jemima's ordered a pet.
No, I didn't. I ordered a Halloween mystery box. I will show you the receipt. I think Bradley sent me the wrong. Well, explain the clay there.
You get to mould your cat.
That's true.
Okay, Jeremy, you're
right. Okay.
Go again.
Waterproof AirTag case.
There's a lot in here, to be fair, though, for the money.
Yeah, no, he's
If it's like a clay cat, I'm not gonna be happy.
If it's a clay cat, I'll be exhilarated. I love cats.
Is it a clay cat?
Halloween, maybe?
I guessed it! Wait, hold on. That's so cute! Can I have that?
No, hang on a minute. You've got all of that.
I got one beauty blender.
It's a dog light. Wait, I'm going to plug it in.
What is it? Sorry?
It's a night light.
It's a night light, but of a dog.
Oh, well, that is quite cool.
You got to turn it on the side.
Oh. It doesn't bloody work.
Different.
This was sent from the UK.
The plug's the wrong plug.
It's broken. That's it's what? Stop.
No.
Where's the packaging? No. Look, they broke it off. No, look, pass me that one quickly.
You feel really bad because Bradley's going to listen to this, but why are you sending me broken items, mate?
Wait, is it actually broken? Yeah, look at the ends. It's missing the black. It's missing the metal tips.
Are you having a laugh? We're going to have to try and sell these on the streets of Northampton or something.
Do you have any pot in the bag?
Right, okay. Next
item.
I'm going to check that I did order Halloween. I feel like he sent us the wrong one, maybe. It's orange.
Put fashion in your phone.
Oh, it's orange.
It's a foot
yes,
fashion. It's a phone case.
It's a phone case.
But it won't fit any of our phones.
It may do. You gotta what?
Dibs.
Hold on, well, it might not fit either of your phones. I'm having this though.
Okay, miss, let's not discuss with the group.
Sorry.
Can we have a seat? Good camera can't even see what you're opening.
Oh
over
my
here.
God, what type of phone piece is this?
Can you see the thing as well?
Oh yes, this is for this your is phone. It's like a ring, but it's got a butterfly on it. I don't think we'll want it.
This is for some.
Oh, I see. What fucking phone is that?
Have a camera spot.
It does. You gotta move it.
Well, that's quite good.
Pass it.
Get this to the car boot sale.
Gee. Oh, yeah, look. Right. Okay.
Wait. Outside.
What? It's like a... Oh!
I like that.
That is
it
cool.
Says, I think they say that you don't break your camera.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
This
but
is actually quite...
I don't think it'll fit.
Whose phone?
No.
Does anyone have that?
That won't fit my phone.
Can
it won't fit my phone either.
It won't fit mine, definitely.
Right,
but...
well, that's great.
What type of phone
right,
is this?
Go on.
Where's the box?
Bradley, please.
This was
you
nice.
May need to think about your business choice.
I don't even. Can you and can you at least put in a description of what some of these are?
Oh no! What?
I'm gonna cry.
None of these things have been Halloween themed.
I'm gonna cry.
What is this? It's not even. What is that?
Has it got the clock of it?
No, it's just the case, but it's not even. It's not an iPod thingy or. Apple Watch, sorry.
Who cares?
It's an Air... Well, because we don't have an Air Tag. He's given us a bunch of Air Tag cases, and we don't bloody own an Air Tag.
I'm just looking for
that. It's absolutely bizarre.
How many are left? Oh, there's nothing left. Wait, no, there's one more thing. Which am I on?
I'm absolutely... I'm flabbergasted. I'm not fuming. Because I didn't spend money.
What is it?
imagine if it's Halloween thing. The one Halloween thing. What is this? Is that for the dog?
Can I have
what is it?
Wait, hang on, I'm gonna move the camera.
Can you give me?
It's just a bag of these.
What are these?
Is it for the dog? Yeah, we'll get the dog. Try to fit that onto the dog.
That's what I was thinking. Okay, let's have a look.
What the crumbs?
Oh, fuck, is it, what is it
I'm called? Pretty sure it's not.
And what is this? This is for an AirTag, is it? I'm gonna cry.
AirTag wristband for kids. Made in China.
We don't own an AirTag.
What
mate.
Does that say on it? The one that you just got these little bits from?
4-pin dip tactile switches. Made in China.
I know what they are.
What are they?
The little switches, if you don't know this. You know, like in primary school?
They're for the circuits.
Look, if you press them, it's like a little switch.
They're for the circuits. For the bloody physics department. Thanks, Bradley.
Thank you, brothers.
Thanks, Bradley.
In the next segment.
Yep.
Hello.
Mummifying challenge. Do you want to explain, Jemima?
So, we're going to spin a mystery wheel. And whoever the mystery wheel lands on will be turned into a mummy. Woo!
I fucking did it again.
No, you did not.
Sorry. Can you stop the muttering in the background of my explanation, please?
Sorry.
We've got these two toilet rolls. This is what the mummifying is going to come from.
Yes. Sorry. Yeah, I'm locked in now.
I'm locked in.
They smell strong.
Yes. Maybe a bit of turd has found its way there. Anyway, we're going to find out who's going to be mummifying by a mystery wheel.
Ooh!
So, I'm blue, Joanna's yellow, Evie's red, here we go.
Dum, 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 dum. Oh, spooky, scary skeletons. And shiver. Oh, is it landed?
It is.
Oh, it's me. First losing the apple bobbing, now having a nightmare with the red. It's quite the day for me, hasn't it?
Do you
want to
spot?
Can I tell you a little secret? It was actually
Will
first.
No, I accidentally pressed it, then accidentally pressed it again.
Do you know what? I'm a good sport. Mummify me. Right.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, you need to get in the middle then.
I need to get in the middle.
I need to get around. My spider's in the way. Hold on.
Everyone, we've had a long, hard debate about this mystery box.
Yeah, the mystery box is... and we also had a message from the mystery box.
Yeah, a message. It wasn't very nice. But do you know what? It's all okay now. Mm. And we're not going to stress.
No. Happy Halloween, folks.
Woo! Here's some.
Right, okay. So we're going to wrap you up, yeah?
Yeah, you're going to wrap me up.
So we're going to are you going to be like this?
I'm going
to
be like...
Or are you going to be able to move?
Well, I'll just go for hands forward. But I feel like we should tell a spooky story as we go. But
yeah, okay.
I'll tell it, but I'm going to make it up on the very spot, so.
Okay, well, are you going down or are you going up?
Right.
I've got a spider in the way, though.
Right, now for today's spooky story. Hello and welcome to Jemima McBitty's Audible, where I'll be telling you a spooky story. Now, one day, there were three young children called... called Emily, Matthew and Harriet. Emily, Matthew and Harriet.
What's a perfect name?
I see what you did there. Oh my gosh.
Am I allowed to do this or should I give you like a...
Give me a bit of... Yeah. Give me a bit of a space to breathe.
Is that good?
Yeah, there you go. What were they called? Oh yeah. Emily, who were Matthew and Harriet, went to the woods. Oh.
Oh no.
And in the woods... Oh, I can't breathe again.
Sorry. It's malfunctioning.
And in the woods, they saw... a haunted house!
Oh my god!
Ooh!
I can't do the
some sound effects, please.
Ooh!
And in the haunted house was a spooky man. Now this.
Sorry, I was trying to help you.
It didn't work. Well, this man was not just any man, but a man called. Bradley.
No, he can't.
No, he's not called Bradley. The man's called Thomas. Now, Thomas was an old bat. He had no friends, no money, nothing. Only a cat. Now, Thomas's cat was as bad as he was. Ah, that tickles. Thomas's cat was as bad as he was. where was I? Oh, yeah. The cat could not only speak, but could cast magical spells on young children. Now, Harriet, Matthew and Emily rock up to this house. And they see the cat and they say, meow, trying to communicate with it. But to their fright, the cat can talk. That was good, Will. Keep that coming. I will kill you, said the cat. They all screamed in horror.
What? No! Grab it.
They all screamed in horror. Oh my gosh.
No, you're touching the mic now, man.
Well, I can't see. Oh, that just ripped. I felt that. Anyway. To their horror, the cat could talk. Not only could it talk, but it was saying it would kill them. What were they to do? So, Emily, Matthew, and Harriet went on with their day and got some rocks from the local lake. Why did they get some rocks? To throw at the cat. Now, they go back to Thomas's house and find the cat. And they start to throw stones at it. But here's the biggest plot twist ever. The cat can fly.
What the flip? How does he fly?
Because he's a magical cat. Now, yeah. Now the cat is flying and screaming, I will eat you all, I will eat you all. And he magics up a knife and fork from his paws. And now he's holding them with his paws. And then he eats the children. And then Thomas comes along and says, dinner time. And the cat says, oh yes, I'm still hungry. Now, can you guess what happens next? As Thomas is making his delicious Felix meal.
See what he did there.
Thomas does not finish making the meal. Because the cat has had a lovely taste of human blood and doesn't want to go back. So he eats spooky old Thomas. The end.
Wow.
Did you like it?
Awesome. It's more stupid than spooky.
Go on then, what's the story?
Yeah, go on, Will, come on.
I'm painting the road as
do both.
So next, I'm going to tell you a Halloween joke.
Knock, knock.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Skeleton.
Skeleton who?
Spooky, scary skeleton. Did you like it? Well, I'm trying to improv here.
I've got a joke for Jemima.
Oh, go on.
Why have the chicken got thrown?
To get to the other side?
No, to this idiot's house. Now, knock, knock. Knock, knock.
You're going to say I'm an idiot. I'm not stupid.
I did not catch on to that.
Of course you
didn't. No, I'm not a driver.
Who's there?
The chicken.
Well, can I tell you a joke?
Yeah, come on.
Knock,
knock. Knock, knock.
Yeah,
interrupting cow.
Interrupting
moo! Oh, can I do another variant of that? Will, knock, knock. Ghost.
Ghost.
Boo. Oh, I forgot. I messed that up. Right. Evie, knock, knock.
For fuck's sake.
Knock, knock.
Knock, knock.
What do you mean, knock, knock? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ghost. Interrupting ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Interrupting ghost.
Boo.
Woo.
Are you nearly done?
No.
This is actually going terrible.
Down.
Hello, knock, knock. Knock, knock.
Oh, like a
diva. Oh, you're nearly done. I can't, right? It's getting quite stuffy in all this.
Sorry, sorry.
Are you actually nearly done?
Yeah, no, I think we're done. I think we're done.
Right, are you taking a picture?
I have no story.
Take a picture on my phone.
Wonderful.
Can I get out of this now?
Yeah.
Just open your arms and legs.
Literally, we didn't.
We didn't.
That was all empty.
Are you joking?
We just couldn't wrap it.
I told you all not to let me do the bottom part because I could not do it. And you were like, wow. No, I'm doing the top. The
top was good.
Top's easier. That's why. The legs are impossible.
Well, everyone, thank you for joining us for the Halloween special. It's been quite a bumpy one.
It's been one heck of a day.
What? But you get in!
Get in!
It's been one heck of a day.
Oh, this is cute. Let's smile.
So, we'll end it here. Thank you guys for tuning in. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
And spook.
Scary skeletons.
Spooky, scary skeletons. And chillers down my spine.